folks you meet in our town.
Welcome to our town. Tonight we're going to be looking at some of the summer activities available in Juneau. And I'm Bob Thibodeau.
Bob Thibodeau liked to talk about his town of Juneau. In the early 1990s, he even had a radio show on KTOO called Our Town. That was in his retirement years, when he wore out some shoes between the family home across from Juneau Douglas High School to downtown, often to do research on a favorite Juneau subject.
He had his walking path, and he would say hi to the people along the way. He'd stop down at Foodland and chat, and then he would get down to the library.
And when he wasn't out and about, daughter Therese says people missed him.
You know, I would walk around town when he and my mom would go on a vacation or something, and they would be saying, is your dad okay? We haven't seen him in a while. You know, where is he?
Thibodeau also greeted and got to know lots of visitors to Juneau over the years.
Anybody who came up to him, he had a smile for him, and he was ready to tell them about his city. I think he was just a great ambassador for Juneau.
Son John and sister Therese are part of one of the largest families in Juneau. Bob and Aurelia Thibodeau had 12 children, all of whom are still living and in Juneau this week to remember their dad. Thibodeau was 3 months old when his parents Joe and Rose moved to Juneau from Yakima, Washington. He grew up in his father's grocery store businesses, and his kids were part of the workforce at the Douglas ShopRite Market, which Thibodeau owned and operated for 22 years, beginning in 1963.
I remember Dad telling people, there's 12 kids in the family in the grocery store, and he says he never could have had 12 kids without the grocery store, and he never could have had the grocery store without the 12 kids.
Thanks to their father, son Tom says the Thibodeau children know how to work.
The work ethic that we learned from my dad. He was the hardest worker I have ever known.
The family home on Glacier Avenue is also across the street from the Augustus Brown Swimming Pool. Perhaps Bob Thibodeau made its sauna famous.
We're thinking of naming a seat of the sauna, call it the BTS, Bob Thibodeau Sauna.
Jim Carroll and his family lived next to the Thibodeaus for about 16 years. He also saw Bob every morning at the sauna, where some days the conversations would range from Juneau to world events to science, religion, and politics.
He always had something to say, that's for sure.
Bob Thibodeau was not shy about his opinions or challenging others to defend theirs. He loved politics and ran for a number of local offices, though he never won a campaign. That, he once said, was probably a blessing. And while he had a reputation about town as being outspoken on most issues, he also challenged his children at home.
You know, in the family, he was always trying to get us to think.
He knew the value of family, and when he retired from the grocery in 1985, he set a goal of writing letters to family members every week, whether in Juneau or out of state. They were signed with love, Bob, Dad, Uncle Bob, Brother, Grandpa, and Cousin.
It was just a great way to keep up with what was going on in town and to get some of Dad's thoughts about growing up, to hear his stories about his parents and his brothers and sisters. And I think most of us now are looking forward to going back and reading them again.
Bob Thibodeau is survived by his wife, Rill, 12 children, 30 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and numerous friends who now have the last word.
Bob, I will miss you. For the times of discussions at your home and at the sauna bath, I always enjoyed because you always agreed with me, Jim Carroll. I got the last word in.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.